Chapter 6. Payne's words hit Lexi like a punch in the gut, and she whirled around to look at Ruth, along with everyone else in the kitchen. Ruth's hand fluttered around her throat, her face turning an unhealthy shade of red. Nans, Ida, and Helen all said, "Ruth," at the same time. Lexi turned back to Payne. That's got to be some sort of mistake. Why would Ruth be sneaking up to the kitchen?
It is no mistake. I have it on good authority.
Payne picked up the plate and shoved the rest of the brownie in his mouth. Lexi narrowed her eyes at the room, wondering who would have said such a thing. Her gaze came to rest on Brad, who was leaning against the sink, arms crossed on his chest, a smirk on his face.
Ruth, tell him that's not true, Nan said.
I can't, Ruth stammered.
What? Why can't you? Nans asked.
Because, Ruth looked down at the floor. It's true.
What?
Ida gasped.
But why would you be sneaking around here?
Ruth's chest heaved as she took in a deep breath. She looked up at Nans.
I was sneaking rolls.
Rolls?
Helen said sharply. Ruth's face turned even deeper red. Lexi's brow creased. Why would you have to sneak up to the kitchen for rolls?
Oh, it's this darn paleo diet. It's killing me, Ruth said.
What? What paleo diet? Lexi cut her eyes to Nan's.
We've been on the paleo diet, you know, eating like a caveman. It's supposed to be very good for you and help slow down aging. God knows we can use all the help we can get in that area, Nan said.
So we're sworn off baked goods. We agreed to eat only meat, fruits, nuts, and vegetables, didn't we, Ruth?
Helen turned to Ruth, whose face got even redder. That explained why they didn't want the brownies, Lexi thought. But what's that have to do with Chef Dugasse? Lexi asked.
Nothing, Ruth said.
I didn't even know this chef. I was just sneaking over for rolls. Jules would give them to me.
Lexi looked at Payne. This seems pretty flimsy. Why does that make Ruth a suspect?
My source told me she was very sneaky, like she didn't want to be seen. In my book, that's suspicious.
Well, maybe Jules can corroborate Ruth's story.
Which of you is Jules?
Payne bellowed out into the room. A young blonde girl stepped forward, her eyes flitting around the room.
I am,
she squeaked. Payne made circling motions with his pencil.
Well, tell us, did you give Ruth the rolls?
Yes, she came the past 3 mornings, early, said not to tell anyone.
And did she fraternize with Chief Dugasse?
No, sir.
Jules picked at the strings fraying from her apron pocket.
She just poked her head in the door and asked for a couple of rolls and some butter.
At the back door?
Payne pointed his pencil to the door that led out to the dumpster. Jules nodded. Payne turned to Ruth.
And did you see Chef Dugasse or anyone else out there?
No.
Ruth shook her head. Payne looked up at the ceiling, tapping the eraser end of his pencil on his lips, in the familiar gesture that Lexi took to mean he was thinking.
What time was this?
He asked. Ruth glanced at the other ladies.
I wanted to eat the rolls and get back before Helen and Mona got up, so I always came at 7:30 on the dot.
Payne did more pencil tabbing on his lips.
The medical examiner places the time of death between 7:45 and 8:15. So that would be too early to kill the chef, unless you lurked around the dumpster, killed him, and then went back to your cottage.
That's impossible,
Nans cut in, earning a raised eyebrow look from Payne.
We have our alarm set for 7:50 a.m. precisely, and Ruth was already there when mine went off. So, she wouldn't have had time to kill the chef and get back to the cottage.
Ruth turned to Nans, Ida, and Helen.
I'm so sorry if I let you down, but I just couldn't go without bread.
Helen grabbed her hand.
That's okay, Ruth. To tell you the truth, I snuck a Mounds bar the other day.
I ate some animal crackers at the beach,
Nance added.
And I snuck one of Norman's scones,
Ida confessed.
Ladies, ladies!
Payne waved his arms.
Let's stick to the morning of the murder.
Nance, Ruth, Ida, and Helen turned their attention back to Payne.
Now, you came from the parking lot to the back door?
Payne asked. Ruth nodded.
You didn't come up the path by the dumpster?
No.
And did you see anything unusual while you were there?
Ruth scrunched up her face.
I'm not sure this has anything to do with your investigation, but the parking lot is usually quite empty at that time of morning. Except yesterday, there was a very unusual car in the lot. It stuck right out.
Payne made impatient circling motions with his pencil.
Are you going to tell us what it looked like?
It was a pink Cadillac. I've never seen one before. It was quite striking.
Who here has a pink Cadillac?
Payne said, looking around the room. No one fessed up.
No one knows who owns such a car?
Everyone shook their head. Payne scribbled in his notebook. Lexi tapped her foot impatiently.
Are we done here? Lexi asked.
Not quite.
Payne eyed the brownies.
But Ruth is free to go, right?
Nance asked.
Yes, I suppose she is in the clear,
Payne said, reaching into his pocket and producing a business card, which he handed to Ruth.
If you remember anything else that might be useful, give me a call.
Ruth took the card, and the women started toward the door, with Nance miming instructions to Lexi to meet her at their cottage when she was done. Lexi tried to go back to cutting the rest of the brownies, only to be interrupted by the annoying detective.
I do have some bad news for you,
he said to Lexi.
Sylvia Spicer says she found you standing over the body. So if there's anything you want to tell me.
Lexi felt her cheeks grow warm. She glanced over at Sylvia, her stomach tightening with anger.
Why would I kill him?
She turned back to Payne. If you ask me, Sylvia had more of a motive. With Dugasse gone, she gets promoted to head chef. And I saw her heading in the direction of the door right before I went out and found him dead.
Payne's brows shot up. He scribbled in his book. She said she was in a freezer.
Lexi shrugged.
Well, wouldn't you say that too, if you didn't want to be suspected of murder?
Payne tapped the eraser on his lips.
Yes, I guess I would.
He reached over, took another brownie, and then started in the direction of the door. After taking two steps, he turned around, jabbing the brownie in her direction.
I still have more clues to put together, but I'd say it doesn't look so good for you. I've done some digging, and I know you've been involved in other murders.
Lexi started to protest, and he held his hand up to silence her.
I know you were never charged with any of them, but it seems rather suspicious to me that you're always around when a dead body shows up.
He leaned in toward her, his dark eyes drilling into hers.
I'm going to be looking into you very carefully. Rest assured that if you had something to do with this murder, your detective boyfriend won't be able to get you out of it this time.